Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we're continuing our discussion about chakras and depression and also taking your calls for on-air readings. Our call-in number 914-338-0164. Please press 1 if you want to speak with us. And invite our callers and listeners, as always, to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those sites are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. We have a caller. I think we'll start with our caller, Neil.
Okay.
And then we can get into our discussion, see how things play out today. Before we get to the call, though, I want to remind our listeners that we are on the air Monday and Wednesday next week. So Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. We won't be having a show Friday, and we'll be back on the air the following Wednesday. So
then it resumes
the regular schedule.
The regular schedule.
Yeah, so it's just a slight change. There's no missing show or anything. Okay, so 510 is waiting patiently here. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who is this? What's your name?
My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. I wanted to see you
pick up anything. Yeah, first of all, we can't hear you like at all. So at the beginning, you were talking right into the receiver, it sounds like, but then it started fading out and we're getting a really broken sounding voice. What? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, on the cell phone.
I can't. Can you understand?
No. If you talk right into the phone and very slowly and kind of a little bit louder, we'll be able to pick up your voice.
Hello?
Yeah?
That's better.
Better?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm calling from California. My name is Tasha.
Tasha?
Tasha, yes.
How do you spell that?
T-A-S-H-A.
Oh, Tasha. Okay. I didn't know if you were putting a T at the end of it. because it's a little bit challenging to hear you, Tasha. Have we spoken with you before?
A long time ago.
Okay. So we haven't talked to you in a while. I didn't remember. I know I recognize the area code as far as callers that we've had from there, but I wasn't sure if you were one of them. Okay. What's your birth date?
6/22/75.
6/22/75. Okay, 6/7/8. And what's your question?
Anything that you pick up for me or that I need to know.
Anything that we pick up on what?
On me or anything I need to know. Anything you see.
A general. You want a general? 6/7/8/9/10. A general reading?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just really quickly, Tasha. You know, I don't know if we talked about your master number, your karmic number last time, but you're a 30. Your birth date adds up to 32, and that reduces to 5. So 32 is your karmic number, and so there should have been some kind of change in 2007. What happened in 2007?
That just pretty much graduated from school. That was it.
So you graduated from school, so that was your change that you had, okay?
Yeah.
Graduated from school.
At 32. Huh?
At 32. What kind of degree did you have?
Medical assistant associate.
Yeah, I was picking up nursing.
Yeah, associate.
That's what I thought you might have been doing. Okay, go ahead.
So how old are you, Tasha?
I'm 42.
42. So she's on a multiple of five. So your life goes in increments of five from birth to death, but also from the age of 32, and 32 isn't divisible by five. So actually, 42
it's
is
been
a,
10 years.
It's been 10 years, but she's also on from the age of 32, right?
Yeah,
it's 37. She's on a multiple of five from the age of 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So it's been 10 years since the age of 32. So that's been two cycles of five. But anyway,
I don't, Tasha, you know what I'm picking up around you?
What?
You're going to a wedding, or there's some kind of wedding symbol. Do you know anyone who's getting married or engaged?
Well, my cousin already been married. That was last year.
Last year?
Last year?
Yeah.
There was your cousin got married last year?
Yeah.
Were you in the ceremony?
No.
But you went to it?
No.
Oh, you didn't. It was your cousin. Are you close to your cousin?
Yeah, we're close, but everybody, like in my family, everybody does their own thing. When she had the wedding, it was pretty much, I was still dealing with my youngest son and taking him to school and all that, so I couldn't attend.
What'd she say?
Your youngest son, I think she's saying, it's really hard to hear you. Your youngest son is in school, so you weren't able to get away from the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, what we're dealing with right now, I think, in the reading is the theme of relationship.
Okay.
Are you currently married?
Spiritually married. You could say that, spiritually married since January. Not a state marriage, but spiritually married.
So you have, do you live with the person or?
No, we live separately, but we did like a spiritual ceremony in January.
You did a ceremony, but you live separately. Okay.
Were you ever married and divorced?
Yes, I was. That was 20 years ago.
Okay. So what we've got here is a general theme of relationship, and this spiritual marriage that you're into, this individual that you're with, extends back two lifetimes ago.
Oh, okay.
Are you currently involved with this person?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, this comes, you know, Tasha, this comes from two lifetimes ago. The very first lifetime you shared with this person, it was in the day of bow and arrows. There was a lot of archery
of
and bow and arrows. You know, I'm not sure if you have ever been to England or your significant other has ever been to England or has traveled outside the United States.
Not that I know of.
No, she said no.
No. And the other person hasn't either?
No, it hasn't either. We've just been in the same state and city for all our lives.
Oh, okay. Well, your past life with this person, the very first one, Tasha, was, I believe, in England. Now, what that means is that at that point in time, I believe there was a sort of very much of a love affair going on. And there was an essence between you and this person of some kind of rescue mission. So there was something that this person actually took you away from a situation that was not good. Kind of like, you know, it reminds me of Robin Hood, and Marion. But there was something very romantic and intense about that connection. So
that's how it is in this lifetime, because I feel like he is my twin flame.
You feel like he is your twin flame. Well,
yes.
I mean, that remains, I mean, I don't know about that, but what's his birthday?
Birthday is, his is 12/21, and he's born in 79.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a connection between the two of you that's very strong. Your days.
The same master number.
I haven't added it up. Your days, first of all, are aligned, they align. So your two to his two becomes your day, and his two to your two to his one becomes his day. And the numbers are also interchangeable. So when you crisscross them, the same thing happens. His month is your year. 75 is 12. And the years are also interchangeable. So your 7 to his 9 and his 7 to your 5 becomes each other's year. So you're definitely connected. I mean, twin flames is, you know, a different category, but, you know, definitely there's a soul connection.
Well,
there.
Yeah, and you're both the same master number, Tasha, 32 equals 5. So that lends some credibility to the sense that you feel so connected to this person.
Okay.
You both have a 22 you have it in your day, and he has a 22 separated by the month and day.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
This is definitely a past life. There's no doubt. There's a past life. And if you feel that he's your, what you would call your twin flame, you can call him that, because in essence, the two of you were meant to come and meet on the planet after a certain amount of time, and stay on the planet together essentially till the rest of your lifetime.
Oh, okay.
There might have been what happened about 14 years ago, though, when you were essentially 38, would have been significant. Now, you may not have met this person then, but in your 38th year of life, something happened then that ultimately triggered your meeting with this person. Do you recall?
I know what you're talking about.
Go ahead and tell us.
Okay, see, pretty much I had meditated, and I was asking for signs and names for my angels to call out my twin, and they kept sending me my godson, Henry. So that's his name, the guy that I'm talking about, his name is Henry. So I kept seeing my godson, and I kept seeing the initials H everywhere, and I kept seeing commercials of Henry and names just popping up in the movies. Henry talking about, okay, I'm getting in there. And then I think he came to me in spirit form as well.
Right, so you were trying to manifest this partner in your life, and you kept seeing this name. Is that what you're saying? Because it's hard to hear you again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And then he came, essentially.
Yeah.
What was 14 years ago? Is that when you started to see the vision?
Yeah, I started to see. I couldn't see his face, but I saw his physique and all that and how he looked.
Yeah. Well, what you have, Tasha, is a very unique situation somewhat. In that,
a very unique situation, somewhat.
Well, it's unique.
Yeah.
It's unique to our present day and age, but it's not unique when you consider the history of the soul.
Right.
In the history of the soul, you know, these things are common. They happen. But when we don't consider the soul, and we just start thinking about one lifetime as only one lifetime, then we start thinking this is really freaky that you're coming up with this stuff. So in some respects, it's unique, but if you get into the study of the history of the soul and the journeys and past lives, it's kind of common. I will say that the two of you are meant to stay together. There's going to be someone in the family, I don't know, someone ultimately is going to have a thyroid issue.
Because my youngest son already had a thyroid issue, and he had to have surgery at the age of 5, and then he got real, real sick at the age of 6. He got autoimmune disease at the age of 6, and he had to have a bone marrow transplant.
Oh, wow. So that's it, though. So that's it. So the thyroid issue that Neil was mentioning is the one that your son had.
My youngest
son. And he's recovered now?
Yeah, he's been recovered from that, yeah.
Oh, well, you see how these validations are coming in, Tasha?
Yeah.
Marriage? Why let me ask you this. Why did you just have a spiritual wedding and live apart? What is there a reason that there's not a more close relationship in terms of living together and getting married?
I I just felt compelled to. It's like Spirit just told me to gather that and do it on that. I had did it on January the 11th at 1:11. It was just it was a calling for us to do that for some odd reason. So we did it.
I mean, I think it's possible for them to get married in the future.
Well, you know, what's happening, Tasha, is that in the Book of Life, you two are meant to be married.
Oh, okay.
So ultimately, if we look at the Book of Life, you're meant to be married to him. Whether you two will decide that will be a creative decision, but you're meant to be married. You're meant to be. What do you actually do in the medical field?
In a minute, I'm not doing that because I've been recently diagnosed with lupus February of this year. Right. So right now I'm trying to get disability and all that. So I'm hoping that comes through for me. But I would like to start a business with him so we can create money together.
Oh.
What kind of business are you going to do?
That's what I'm trying to come up with. I know I want me and him. We like to help people.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a great mission for two people. Have some kind of destiny clause.
Well,
on the planet. You know, helping people is.
I
a good.
I don't. You know. Here's the thing. Listen, this is a creative thing, and you can take it for whatever it's worth. But what I see that what I'm going to put a spark in your mind about what ultimately you will do. What I see in a really weird way, Tasha, is. Mystical jewelry, in other words, jewelry items that have to do with the soul and the spirit, and when you wear them.
Oh my God! I just had a vision. I had a vision last night of him because I was telling him I need to teach him more about the spiritual meditation. And I had a vision of him laying down, but I had the crystals on each and every chakra and doing Reiki.
Okay, so that's another validation.
Yeah.
That's another validation. Real quick before we move on to the next caller, Tasha, what does he do? Does he work?
No, he don't work. He's trying to get all his stuff together so he can work.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
well, listen, this would be a great thing. You two would have a lot of fun doing it. You'd be helping others. So think about putting the crystals and the rocks and the precious stones into jewelry and putting a story behind it as to how it helps people's health and the related chakras involved.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
And Tasha, we'd love it if you joined us on Facebook. Neil and I are actually in the process of writing a book of numerology and about twin souls. And we actually wrote an article. It's on our Facebook page about that. And as well, it's, I think, on your Neil Baker psychic page. So we'd love it if you joined us there and you might find it interesting since this is a topic you're interested in.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Right. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And we have another caller. It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. 12, 16, 73, she's a 30 equals 3.
Yes. I actually have a concern. This is about my mom's health. I'm really worried about her. Yeah.
Okay.
Her leg, it's just, I'm the caretaker, and it's like she has three double whammies that happened back to, I'm going to be very quick about it, so to speak. 2 months ago, she fell, and she chipped her ankle, left ankle. Then she has gout on that same leg, and she has arthritis. And now she can't even walk to the bathroom. She's in severe pain, and so I'm wondering, is this going to subside, or is it just a phase, or I'm just so worried.
Yeah, and you're her caretaker. You live with her?
Yeah.
And where is your father alive, or no?
Yes, he is, but he's not really, he's also like a little child. That's another story and a half, but I'm basically the caretaker, yeah.
Of both of them?
Yes, basically.
Okay. What's your mom's birthday, Amy?
5/8/41.
8/41. We know someone born on 5/8. Okay, 13/23. Oh, she's a 29/11 too. Is that right? Did I do that right?
28.
Really? 13? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong date. I'm so sorry. It's 7. Gosh, my head's spinning. 7/25. 41. I'm so sorry.
7:25:41.
Yeah. It's coming up. 7:25:41. Yeah.
7:8:9:14:24.
29.
She is a
29. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah. She's a 29:11 too. Okay. So, she would be how old? I'm so bad.
76.
76 years old.
Coming. Yes.
She's going to be 76.
She's going to be 76.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. 76 years old. All right. Well, man, what do you think, honey?
Well, you know, in numerical estimation, she's got a rough number.
Yeah.
29, 11, 2 is a rough number. She's got a 1 at the end of her year. And, well, this is rough going. But she's a good-spirited person, but right now she's in so much pain. The best parts of her are not available. So she's kind of struggling for a quality of life. Right now, if 10 is the worst thing I could say and 1 is the best, she's about a 7 right now.
Yeah. She's my rock. I'm like exactly like her. I've had a difficult life myself, and I get my strength because of her awesomeness and her. She's just amazing, and I feel like it's emotionally. I'm like, I do Reiki on her. I just care for her so much. And
I know you do. Here's the thing, Amy. In terms of professional medical Western attention, what's being done for her?
We went to the doctor this whole week, and basically they're saying, because it happened 2 months ago with this bone chip business, it's going to be another 6 weeks of bed rest, which is fine, but it was with even her PCP, which is her primary care physician, is weirded out or like find it odd that she can't even go to the bathroom without a sharp pain, like stabbing her.
Let me ask you something. Have you discussed laser treatments and for pain?
No, I've never heard of that for pain.
What state are you located
in? Pennsylvania.
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Well, look at, there are some innovative things being done with laser intervention for pain.
Okay. Yeah, it's non-invasive, obviously, it's a laser, but it's supposed to be effective. Does she have good health care?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, she does.
Okay, look into that. Look into that.
Okay.
The other thing, you see, what's happening with the Reiki and the energy and the convention, combined with the conventional medicine, and then combined with the attitude of the energy from a person's body going into her body, there could be a qualified good healer that works with energy from their hands that might enhance the deep tissue and the bone and everything like that that can get in there. But you're going, you know, to find that kind of an individual, you have to find somebody very intense that knows how to work with those things. And at the same level, you have to trust those people. I would say to look into laser right now. And there is some touch therapy. But when I say touch therapy, I'm talking about a very intense touch of energy.
Okay.
There seems, in your part of town, there seems to be a woman, like an old medicine woman. I don't know where she is, but I'm picking up that she's around. And she wouldn't charge much. She might charge like $40.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And she has the ability to touch a person's body and send vibration and health. That might speed up this 6 weeks or 6 months, whatever you're talking about, process.
6 weeks, yeah.
For six weeks. That might speed it up, and it might help to increase the energy. I want to ask you something else. Where is the cat? C-A-T. Where's the cat? The kitten?
There is no cat. We don't have a cat
at
all.
Maybe it's with the woman that's here.
Did you ever have a cat?
No.
Well, there's
then,
something.
Then the medicine woman, you know, look, do you have medicine ladies around there in your area?
I don't know. Should I just Google that? Literally say medicine?
Well, I wouldn't Google. I mean,
well, you could, but you know what? Be careful.
Yeah.
I know. Be careful
okay.
with stuff like that. But you could.
I'm just curious about pain medication. Is she taking pain medication too?
Yes, she is. She's on painkiller. Bottom line, here's the gist of it. I feel like I'm a nurse when I'm not, but you know, in the sense of I ask the right questions. I said, Mom, when mm-hmm. you're resting completely and your foot is elevated, is the pain cut in half? Yes, 50% the same pain is cut in half. The minute she sits up, right, the blood flow goes down to her ankle, boom, it starts pain almost instantly. And she's like, it's a struggle just to go to the bathroom. It's just that bad.
She needs intense, I mean, we're not doctors. We can't give medical advice, but
sure,
we
I
can give psychic opinions.
I do.
On a psychic opinion level, she needs an intervention. You know, you could try the laser and you could try some very intense therapy, hands-on
okay.
therapy. Not what you're doing. You're too close to the energy. You need someone who is very, you know, what I'm picking up is this older lady and she just knows what she's doing and she doesn't charge
okay.
a lot. And she must
okay.
be near or around you. And just on this cat issue, have you ever known anyone with the nickname Cat or Kit or Kate, anything like that, anywhere?
No.
Okay, then the lady probably has, this medicine lady probably likes animals and one of those ladies that have cats around the house. That's probably
okay.
where.
I'm thinking, are you involved at all in the metaphysical community in your area? Do you know people? I would say word of mouth.
I do.
Is gonna help
I
you find
do.
This person.
And- Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, now that Neil has brought this up, it's energetically, I'll put it out to the universe and let it happen, like, not just sitting here, of course, but just really, you know, like the law of attraction thing where, you know, I could put it out there. But I do not know any older ladies who do this kind of work.
Well, I would take a more active role in looking and not just, you know, rely on the law of attraction to bring this person to you. I would look, but I would make sure that the channels that you're using to look for this person
yes.
are the correct ones. I don't know if Google is going to be great. And like we were saying earlier, you've got to be very careful when you're dealing with people that work with people's bodies, especially on an energy level, because if you work with the wrong person, then you can create
yeah,
more problems.
Yeah, you can have a big problem.
So,
let me add, on another note, but along the same theme of intervention, let me ask you something real quick, Amy. Do you have any figurines in your house, and are any of them in the shape of animals?
Animals. We have the goddesses of, like, the Hindu goddesses, they're animals. Some of them are animals.
The elephant?
Yeah, the Ganesh, yeah, remover of obstacles, yeah.
Oh, why do you have those? I mean, I'm just curious, why do you have them in the house? Are you Hindus or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's we believe in that, so, yeah.
Okay.
You're Indian.
Yeah.
You're from India?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. You've got to, if you're going to have those there in the house, you've got to go into a more intense study of their energy. You've got
okay.
to create, you got to go into that Hindu energy field, if you will,
okay.
and go into the into elephant magic medicine.
Okay. Okay.
Because the elephant, in terms of Hinduism, the elephant is a sacred animal. It's eternity, and it's good health and good luck.
Right, exactly.
Am I right?
Yes.
So what you got to do is you got to take those nouns and turn them into verbs.
Okay.
Make them apply in action. You know, I mean, if somebody was nearby that knew what they were doing, they would come over and help you do it. But we're not available. We would
right.
know what we're doing, but we're not there. What you got to do, since you are Indian and you have a history of this, you're not going deep enough with it. It's fine to have the statues, but and to look at them and to think about them, but you got to apply it into a verb. you got to turn them into life. Like Frankenstein's monster, you got to get electricity in there and create the energy and put the energy into the body, and then there'll be a blessing.
Okay.
And
just to wrap up, I just wanted to say that you just reminded me of like Hindu, like there's something called kirtan, basically calling out to the divine, and it's just, that's the energy vibration, you're singing it. So that might help. You just said you need to embody it. That's like you saying, Neil, that not just to have, of course, the statues, but to have it go through your body by chanting and putting those CDs in or whatever, listening to those. That must help her because it's the vibration is going to change the energy, not only of the room, but her.
Yes.
And it'll go through
her. I want you to do one other thing, and then I think Kristen has something to say. I want you to do one other thing. I want you to play sacred Hindu music, like on a radio, and put it against her leg so the vibrations from the music.
Okay.
You'll feel the vibration from the transistor radio or whatever it is you got.
Yes.
So regarding Amy doing Reiki on her, you know, we were discussing earlier about there being too close of a connection for that maybe to be effective in getting a third party. And do you think it's wise for her to continue doing energy work on her mother?
That won't hurt.
It's okay.
But the energy needs to be deep.
More intense.
More objective. It's too subjective on Amy's part.
I'm trained energetically because the whole thing with my visually and being impaired. My hands are, I must say, they're like magic hands. I'm an empath. I feel people's vibrations. I already talked to my mom about feeling the energy of the leg. It's very, I feel like I'm on fire when I'm touching her leg. And it's her energy. I know it's not mine, of course. And I really go in with being, I serve my body. My body serves as a conduit. And I really go into the energy like that.
And obviously, you know, you've got some talent in that area, but it's also important for someone to get involved if there's going to be a metaphysical intervention experience on that level of working with the energy and able to, you know, affect a change.
The one thing you can do, Amy, to increase your gifts is because you mentioned fire in your hand. So we have to go to your first chakra. You've got to electrify your first chakra because that chakra is filled with your past life healing lifetimes.
Okay.
You're a past life healer to some extent.
Right.
So some of the medicine women may be in you, but you've got to go to the first chakra. That's your root chakra, and imagine a burning energy, like a plant that burns but doesn't disintegrate.
Okay.
And you got to go in there and you got to breathe like 4 times for every 5 seconds.
Okay.
So and that 4 times every 5 seconds is a 9, which is the eternal number. And as you're doing that, but you have to do it not in an excited way. You've got to stay calm while you're doing it. Then put the energy into your mother's ankle.
Okay.
Okay, Amy. Well, hopefully that helps give you a start in terms of helping her, and we hope she feels better very soon.
I really appreciate it. You guys were fantastic. Thank you so much for the support on all levels. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. And Amy can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter or call after the show 562-596-7818. Let's bring on 334. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I didn't realize that I pressed 1, but thank you for taking my call.
You didn't, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to speak with us because a lot of times people forget.
Yes, ma'am.
So you may speak with us if you like.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all offering readings, right? Doing readings?
We're offering readings. Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would just like a message, just a general message from the angels. What message do they have for me?
Okay, well, we'll see if we can get some angels involved. What's your name?
Shakira.
Shakira?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shakira. And what's your birth date?
May 9th, 1983.
I believe spell it for us because I may be wrong on the spelling.
S-H-E-K-E-I-R-A. Shakira.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong. I spelled it like differently. Okay. Okay.
34.
I'm sorry, 34. You're 34 years old, but your karmic number is 35. So.
Oh.
Your master number is 8.
Your master number is 8. So it's 35 and an 8. That's okay. The 3 and 5 is 8. And she is turning 35 in a year. So you're going to have a big change coming up, Shakira, in, I was going to say 1984. I was looking at her birthday. I mean, 2018.
Yeah.
Not 1984. That was when you were 1 year old. messages from angels.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, here's the thing. Shakira, is that it?
Shakira.
Shakira.
Yes.
When you turn 35, you are going to have a very humorous year. It's a year of a lot of laughter and humor, so that's coming up, number one. Number two, it seems to be connected with a relationship. Now, what I'm getting is that maybe 10 years ago there was a breakup of the relationship. So that would have been around the time of 24. Between 24 and 25, were you in a relationship and did it break up?
I was involved with a man 17 years, but it was on and off. So there were, you know, breakup, get back together, breakup, get back together. But
person,
we have. Sir?
Is that person gone now? Are they out of your life?
He's my kid's father, but we've been split now for a year. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up on. So are you in the area of having the freedom of having another kind of relationship with a man?
I have.
Are you single?
Another man? No, I'm single now, but I still communicate with my recent ex, and I know he's not good for me. So you know,
so you're not
trying
really
to break free from that.
But you're not completely broken free. Well, what's interesting, I think, in her birth date is her 35 is actually hidden in her 83. So she has that distance between 8 and 3. So there's a 35 and then the 8 going backwards. But in that theme is 11.
Yeah.
The second chakra, which is the relationship chakra. So what you're picking up on is actually kind of coded in there on a numerical level.
In
terms of the relationship. So she needs to let go of this person.
Well, you know, he's your father, he's your children's father, and you have a kind of dysfunctionally working relationship with this person. But here's this message from the angels.
No, it's not the kid's father I'm dealing with at all anymore. It's someone else that I met after we broke up.
What's his birthday, just for fun?
I think it's September the 18th or the 17th. Cool. It's one of the two.
Okay. Well, that's not going to make sense.
What year?
What year?
87.
Is this the father or the boyfriend?
The
boyfriend. The boyfriend.
18, 28.
43. Okay.
So wait a second. She says she doesn't know if it's he's either a 42 equals 6 or a 43 equals 7. She says she doesn't know if he's born on the 17th. That's the problem because we're trying to get an exact from a non-exact.
Well,
birthday.
You know, are you happy in this relationship?
No, sir. No.
Okay, so here's what we think.
No, sir.
Here's what we think.
You're so polite.
If you're asking for us to mediate between yourself and angels, the message would be to your journey is to feel so healthy inside that you bring in a man that is equatable to your state of mind. And the best thing you can do is to not be involved in a relationship that only meets you halfway, but to be involved in a relationship where somebody really, truly loves you and is involved in your life and cares enough to be committed. What we're suggesting is that at the age of 35, somewhere in that year, you could find that person if you don't settle for second best.
Mm-hmm. Which is what the vibe is with this guy. I mean, obviously, I mean, yeah. Vibe, and it's kind of based on the information she's telling us that it's not really a
right.
healthy relationship.
Did your mother and father ever split up? Did they split up?
Yes.
And was your father a distant kind of father?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Very.
I know. So what I'm suggesting is that in the way that Chris and I are analyzing this birth date and feeling this energy, you're going to have to change your karma. If you stay in it, you won't experience the best parts of what you have coming.
So what that means, Shakira, is that you came into the world into a family that was, you know, there's a difficult energy with father. I don't know. What was your mother like?
She allowed a lot of things to happen to me. She
so
did not protect me.
Yeah, long suffering, but probably didn't yes. protect you as best she could because she didn't have the backbone maybe to stand up to your father. But you don't want to continue that pattern that was established in your childhood and comes from past life, obviously, into
right.
your later years. So your karma needs
especially
to be
changed. Especially being that I'm a mother now, you know. Want to
exactly. Exactly.
Well, you're a hands-on mother. You're a healthy mother. You're a healthy mother because basically you're a healthy person. Your experiences have caused you problems. But inside, you're healthy. You're a good person and you're healthy and you're loving and you're caring and you make an excellent partner. So what you have to do, am I right?
I mean, I agree, but yeah, the things that I've been through has definitely changed the way that I view a lot of things. And I'm trying to shift from the negative self-talk and, you know, embrace, trying to love myself more in order for me to be a better example for my children.
How old are your kids, Shakira?
3 and 4. 3 and 4. Yes, and they're both Scorpio.
Yeah, but you see, you're a very attentive mother.
Yes.
Well, you're quiet, but I don't know you, but I pick up you're a very attentive and loving mother. Are you disagreeing with me?
I definitely can improve, but I'm with my kids every day. We don't really have a lot of people that's trustworthy, so I have my kids with me. All the
that's
time, and I stay to myself. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Shakira. You're a hands-on mother. You're available to your kids. You're not, they're your life. You're very devoted to
but
them at this point.
She's
huh?
also very self-critical, obviously, because
well,
she's really taking the, you know, compliments, and obviously
I know.
She's involved.
You could use some therapy, some better self-esteem. What we're mm-hmm. saying is this. You don't have to try to love yourself. Don't try.
Just do
love
it.
Yourself. There's nothing wrong with you that you have to go through a course as to how to learn how to love yourself because you're a bad person and you have to learn how to adjust. You're already, your head's on right. Your experiences have conditioned you to believe otherwise. And so you're kind of back in time, stuck in that dynamic. But what I'm suggesting, or what we're suggesting, is that you need to get your head straight about taking care of yourself now with better self-esteem. What I think what's going to happen, since you want a message from the angels, there's a little bit mm-hmm. of sternness in this, but it's loving. You need to accept yourself and mm-hmm. only accept a man mm-hmm. in your life that accepts you on your highest principles. Doesn't put mm-hmm. you down, cherishes you, respects you, is dedicated. I mean, first you do it for yourself because you need to get up.
Right.
You need to push that up a little bit. And then what we're predicting is that in your 35th year, you fall in love and vice versa. They fall in love with you.
So what it means, Shakira, is because you haven't reached the age of 35, which is the sum of your entire birth date, you're still in what's mm-hmm. referred to as a karmic phase. And so at the age of 35, if things are moving correctly, you should be moving into a transcendent phase. So you can actually wrap up some of the stuff from past to prepare for that age of 35 so you can actually, instead of staying stuck in karma, move into a better a better reality for yourself in terms of what you're experiencing in a relationship and how you're feeling about yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you from the South?
Yes.
Yeah, she's so polite. You know, they say yes, ma'am, and you're there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what the suggestion is. You're always welcome to call the show, Shakira, and you may also follow us on Facebook or call us 562-596-7818 after
the
show.
Before we close with you, there's one thing I'd like you to do. If you haven't done it already, I want you to put flowers in your house.
Okay.
Do you have any flowers?
No, but I was thinking about it because I have an altar, and I said I wanted to try to connect more with my, my guide, and I said I was going to get some flowers.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go and briefly look on the internet, if you have that available, and look at your birth date and your name and see what flowers connect to you.
Okay.
Like the flowers for the month or the whatever.
Well, flowers are sometimes connected to birth dates.
Specific days, really?
Yeah, you can look up you can look up your birth date and look up and see what flowers connect to your birth date.
Okay.
And if you like that flower, put it in. What I'm suggesting is a nice color for you would be purple and white, violet and white.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you've been thinking about it. So the energy of flowers is a healing energy. They do put out a vibration, and plants have a vibrational plant consciousness, and they can be very healing to some extent. So you need to do that. And just every once in a while, smell those flowers and put that energy in you. This is going to be a start. It's like the energy of your body is going to connect to that. Okay.
Mhm. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just
Shakira.
Give you some healing. Thank
yeah.
you, God.
You're welcome. Stay connected with us. Okay.
Yes. That's good. And you said the number. The number again? Let me put it in my
562-596-7818. It's also on our Facebook and our Blog Talk Radio page. If, you transpose some number accidentally, you can find it there too.
Okay. Thank you.
In the text of the show. Okay, take good care.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course plants are healing. They're used in medicine. So, on a more subtle level, they can provide benefits as well.
The Secret Life of Plants is a great book. You should, people out there listening should take a look at that book.
Okay. Private caller, hello?
Oh, it's just me, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Well, I guess since you guys, if he has anything, I don't have any question. Just seeing if he gets anything because I know there's a lot going on.
We have a lot of other callers.
Well, we've got a lot of callers right now, Cheryl. We only got 10 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another caller today because.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to call more periodically.
You can call whenever you want, but we're going to take more specific questions because we've only got 10 minutes left, but you're welcome
to
call whenever
you want.
Yeah.
I don't think I hit one. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome. We love your presence and all that, but we're going to take specific questions.
Okay, let's bring on 262.
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Corey.
Corey? Oh, hi, Corey. You're Corey from?
Waukesha.
I'm sorry?
Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm near Milwaukee.
Yeah, what's your birth date again, Corey?
May 4th, 1984.
Okay. Okay, he's 31-4, right? What's the question, Corey?
My question is, I'm on a spiritual path right now, and I'm finding, a lot of people are trying to block me, like They're claiming to be light workers, but they seem to be like sending me dark energy, and they're trying to manipulate money out of me. And I feel like I have a calling in this world, and I'm going to be a leader. And I feel like a lot of people are coming against me in the spiritual realm, and people who are claiming to help me are just manipulating my thoughts and my energy and trying to keep me stuck in the past.
No. Well, you know, Corey, if you got to have a good, if you don't have a good vibration and a good vibe with a person you're working with, even if they claim to be light workers, if they bring out a negative feeling in you and you don't really feel that that's what you should be dealing with, or they're intruding on you and giving you something that's negative that you don't need, just let them go. The fact is, what you don't want to do, Corey, is linger on it, because ultimately if they bite you, then the poison stays.
Corey, is there someone, I mean, are you working with someone specific in some kind of one-on-one basis where you're paying them?
No, it's kind of just been random people that come into my life from Facebook and stuff, people I've never even met in person. And so I don't know where their intentions are.
Right. Well, I mean, another point is that, you know, coming into contact with people on a spiritual path, you have to be careful about who you're interacting with. So if they're random people you don't know from Facebook, you know, you don't know anything about them. You've got to be more selective in who you are, you know, letting into your life, especially in this realm.
If you're doing some studying, Corey, then you can be selective. Look at the books and look at the study material that you really connect to. And if you really want to help people and be a healer or whatever it is your desire is, then work on people who appreciate your energy. Right now you don't need to be criticized. You need to cultivate the best parts of who you are, self-study, and have confidence in that. And if, you know, right now, channel your energy into what you learn, and then apply that to the people you want to help. Because if you want to be a light worker, then, you know, you want to increase the light of your energy. Now, one way to depend on that is to use your sixth chakra as a guide. That's your sixth chakra. If you're connecting to people who claim to be light workers and they're intruding on your thoughts and making you feel bad, they don't belong in your energy. You don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do, what our message to you is to select the material that helps you understand the vibration of being a light worker, and then slowly and gradually start to work on people and see what their responses are when you do work on them. If this is your desire, then that's a higher calling, Corey. And
I feel like I want to be an herbalist.
Well, that's fine.
But you
Perfect.
So that would take, I mean, you have to go into some kind of study and formal training to be an herbalist.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what are your plans as far as that's concerned?
Well, it's been confusing because my sister claims to be a light worker, but her attitude towards me is very dark and aggressive, and so she's also affecting my energy as well because I live with her.
Oh, what's her birth date?
She's a Virgo and I'm a Taurus, so we clash.
Right, but would you know her exact birth date?
She's September 20th,
1989. Well, that 11 is going to be troublesome. She has a 9-2, that 9-2, 11.
Yeah, she thinks that she knows everything, you know, and you can't tell her nothing.
Yeah, you guys are an 11 together on the karmic side. So
Corey,
karmic
your problem
discord.
Is you're giving people around you too much power.
Mm-hmm. Well, she lives with
her. I know.
You live with her,
I get it.
And she's a 38-11
but
too, right?
You need to be more autonomous and independent in your thinking. You're too affected. What your problem is that you become too affected by what people say about you, and you're not putting up you're allowing yourself to be around dark energy because that perpetual cycle is you're attracting that. What we're saying is if you stay diligent in your own mind and start to separate and define Corey as Corey defines himself, not as others define you, but as Corey defines himself, and you study hard about herbs and getting into that, and you ignore people's opinions about you, and you start to slowly cultivate your own energy in terms of your own sense of light, then you're going to attract different people, and they're going to be better quality people. This is the next stage of your journey. This is what you were supposed to do from your karma. You were supposed to climb out of this karmic element of negativity by taking the first bold step. Now is the time to do it, Corey. And I think that if you do, you're going to find yourself in a much higher position of thinking, and you will, I guarantee you, you will attract a better, higher source of and quality of people.
Corey, are you able to, are you working at all right now, like making money? Could you get out of your sister's home?
Well, I am working like part-time with my dad and stuff, but I live with my parents as well, so that's a factor as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a struggling position because your journey is to become autonomous and independent, and right now it's difficult. But what you have to do, Corey, is start to think about independence. You have to start to think about that. You don't have to move out or anything, but you have to start to think about independence and channeling your brain to the things that you want without sharing that with people who are going to criticize you. You don't need to share it with them.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of naysayers.
Definitely. But I mean, I think if there's a possibility of extracting himself from that family situation, I don't think it's probably the best situation for you living with your parents and your sister. It's not really fostering, you know, a sense of autonomy.
No. And, you know, maybe you can find a healthy social healing group that will nurture you and support you, because, you know, otherwise you're going to feel isolated. And then in your isolation, you're going to feel like everyone's critical of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Corey.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. And you can connect with us on Facebook. Those accounts are linked here on our Blog Talk Radio profile, or you can call after the show, 562-596-7818. We're actually out of time. So thanks, callers and listeners. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.